planting cover crops to match almond bloom for a more varied diet for bees. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. We're speaking with Vivian Walters. She's a postdoctoral researcher at UC Davis and the lead author on cover crop best management practices in almonds.
Somebody once pointed out, and I feel like it really is stuck in my head because it's so true, is that timing the flowering of cover crops is not a trivial matter. So it can be really difficult to get cover crop in the ground early enough so that they will bloom before and during almond bloom, because almond bloom is pretty early compared to everything else. What we've found is that, and this is a lot of work with Project APIS-M has been working with growers on this, that if they get their cover crops into the ground in mid-October and they irrigate them, and depending if they have species that bloom early, like brassica species and some legumes like peas, that those will bloom at the time when the almonds are blooming, because it definitely depends when you seed it and how much water it gets. That's going to really determine what happens. As for whether in an ideal world we would have blooming in all the almond orchards, a really key factor is that those flowers, just like the almond flowers, need to be protected from insecticides. So when bees are in your orchards, the honeybees will benefit from having a diverse diet.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.